Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, I'm Tilda, and welcome back to the Journey of the 5th edition for D&D. And when last we met, we had just leveled up and we had finished up in the Cragmaw Caverns, where we basically made an accord with some terrible goblins. But we rescued Saladin, the human, so we are taking him back now to Phandalin. And that's where our next adventure will be. And I get to see my aunt!
Yeah. And there was much rejoicing.
Alright, so you guys have basically jumped back onto the Tribor Trail.
Feels good being chaotic neutral. Like that was always this. Feels natural.
We think so too.
Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition.
We didn't get that vision. With your handsome salted elf.
Okay, so after
Tilda.
As you guys finish up on the trail.
She's Tilda.
Let's move things around so Jocelyn can see. So you guys are heading back. Here's a map of the town.
It's a beautiful
You're
map.
You're coming down
at home.
This way, by the way.
I know the best inn.
South?
East. I know the best inn that we can see.
Now, I seem to remember your aunt had honey.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's got a farm. And
but
she
had honey biscuits.
Yeah, she makes honey biscuits. But I don't think she can put us all up. But the Stonehill Inn is very nice. I've been there.
You said to try the honey biscuits.
Yes, you should try them if she's made them.
Okay.
But, she can't support
them. All right, so let's go to the inn. Let's go to the fine inn.
Stonehill Inn. I recommend that one. I recommend the Stonehill Inn.
Okay. Not the other inn.
No, we don't want to go to the other inn.
Let's go to the other inn. No.
Okay. Well, I think we'll go to the I'll go to the Stonehill
Inn. I'll go to the Stonehill Inn. Let's go. Lady Dalek, you'll like it a lot better.
Okay. Thank you, dear Tilda.
Though I would love to go to an inn, I must find out, are there any churches here?
There is, actually. There's a god of luck, and there's a house of the luck.
Okay, then I'll go to that.
Okay, so the rutted track emerges from the wooded hillside, and you catch your first glimpse of Phandalin.
It's been a while. It's so pretty, though.
The town consists of 40 or 50 simple log buildings, some built out of old flagstone foundations. More old ruins, crumbled stone walls covered in ivy and briars, surrounded by newer houses and shops.
My aunt's farm is on the south side of the town.
Showing how much this must have been a much larger town in centuries past. Most of the newer buildings are set on the sides of a cart track, which widens into a muddy main street of sorts as it climbs toward a ruined manor house on the hillside to the east.
A ruined manor house?
Yes, Trissendar Manor.
As you approach, you see children playing on the town green, the townsfolk tending to chores and running errands at shops. Many people look up as you approach, but all return to their business as you go by. As Sildar Hallwinter, the human friend that you saved from the cave, he looks at you much more relaxed. He just sighs, and you just see the tension relax from his shoulders as you get within sight of the town. My friends, let us secure lodgings. I'm told the local inn is quite quaint, and Tilda seems very acquainted to it.
I've been there. It's been a while. I haven't been home in a very long time. Mm-hmm. Do you know my aunt?
I do not.
You?
I am actually here seeking a friend myself.
Seeking a friend for the end of the world?
Funny how you build your towns on the remains of others.
Don't know what to say.
Well, if there was one already there, I mean, the foundations are there, and if they no longer remain, what's to keep us from doing it?
We're just more efficient, you see, than elves, who seem to, spend centuries building things.
Exactly.
The problem is, our towns don't really decay as yours do.
Well, neither do they.
Seldar just looks at you with the wise eyes of a 50-year-old human and just says, My elven friend, be warned that even elven civilizations rise and fall with the tides. This was once a great community until orc hordes came down from the north and descended upon it. Thankfully, that's partially why I'm coming here, is I am a member of the Lord's Alliance, and we are seeking to re-civilize the chaos out there.
Oh, re-civilizing things. That sounds delightful.
The Lord's Alliance is, you know, a group of nobles and noble souls that wish to civilize the wildlands and make life safe for everyone.
Only nobles?
Well, noble at heart are accepted of our numbers if they're truly noble on the inside.
I see.
We wish to create civilization from the chaos.
Does one have to make an application, or is there an interview process?
as he asks, he kind of puts a hand, almost grandfatherly, on your leg, on your knee.
Sliding it slowly.
Like I said, this is D&D after dark.
We shall talk more on this privately.
Oh, well, how delightful. We should have tea.
Wait, is this really D&D after dark?
No.
And he does mention that the reason that I am here is actually to find a friend of mine who actually was sent down here by the Lord's Alliance ahead of me.
Who? Building faction.
He was sent down here. He's a short, dark-bearded human wizard in his mid-ages of 30.
Does he have a name? Or should we just call him Short, Dark, and Balding?
No, call him...
His name
call
is...
Call him Salt Human.
His name is Irano.
Salt Human.
Irano Albrecht.
Irano Albrecht.
Or Salt
He's been
human.
A long-standing member of the Lord's Alliance.
What, don't they get to see?
And he just chuckled.
Only with a cushion.
And I love the humor of the halfling people. You are the best in of our hearts.
Aww, I'm so glad you noticed.
They are rather nice, aren't they? Very charming creatures.
It's smaller, so it has to be quality over quantity.
And your energy just reminds me of one of my granddaughters. And just about at this point in the conversation, you guys are pulling down into the middle of town.
Because you are her.
If we go that way and down a little farther, the inn is going to be on the left.
Okay. I'd say let's go to the inn, but let's
check out our provisions here. Provisions here, right next to the inn. Here, you can get provisions.
Oh, good.
No. We should drop off the cargo first.
Yes,
true. That's a
yeah.
Barthen's provisions. Now remember, you were paid to bring the provisions there.
Yes.
So let's go there first.
Okay, we drop off his provisions, the rock seekers, but we the other stuff needs to go to the other place.
So the ones that had the shield?
Yes. The lion shield.
The lion shield?
Uh-huh. The ones that we got from the you know where. From the you know what's.
The lady one stole them all, anyways. Yeah, okay.
No, okay. We didn't steal. How many times do I have to tell you?
And
we liberated.
As soon as you say
liberated.
Steal,
liberated.
Sildar kind of gives you the squinty eye of
liberated.
It's
the
liberated.
Cave. Do you want us
he
to put you back
us?
In the cave?
Yes, but steal. When you say the word steal, he gives you this look.
We also stole
I
you from them.
Spoke.
You know, because
you can't steal what was already. We liberated it.
We rescued it to return it to its
like
proper owners.
Exactly. All right.
So you guys go to Barthen's provisions?
Yes.
It's those blackguard goblins that stole it.
Vile creatures.
Okay, so
except
it's...
Splug.
Splug is very
sweet.
Splug. Splug is still
and
vile.
In the back of the wagon, you hear...
Splug love you guys!
Splug, shut up!
But don't talk to my Splug that way.
As you see him, like, hiding under burlap sacks,
okay,
so nobody in the town can see him back there.
Don't worry, Lady Corlin will not let anything happen to you, Splug.
Splug, once you get her livery, you'll be fine.
Oh, and a bath.
Splug, you better not cause a scene.
Yeah, okay. But I highly recommend you don't stray from Lady Corlin's, servants and her, you know, you
herself.
Better behave.
I thought I'd get you a golden collar and a really delightful leash. It'll be very charming.
He'll need a bath and some new clothes.
He doesn't quite know what these words are, but all he hears is you're giving him something golden.
I'll translate it. Wait, is there a word for leash in Goblin?
I'm sure there is. They have dogs.
Leash. I will translate in Goblin.
He looks kind of sad, and he's talking to him in Goblin. You almost feel like he's picking on your Splug.
Don't be unkind to Splug.
I am simply translating.
I don't know about your translation skills.
Well, as most sentient creatures don't like wearing a collar.
I'm sure Lady Coraline would prefer that Splug only speak English.
I never wore a collar.
Yes, Splug, you should practice your collar.
Sentient creatures do not want to.
Okay, and as you guys pull up in front of the shop, you see this bald, roughly, you'd say about 50-ish human male coming out. And he kind of puffs up his chest. He's got an apron on. And he kind of looks at you as you come pulling up in the wagon.
Hi, I'm Tilda. You remember me?
He kind of looks at you.
I'm Colin's niece.
You know halflings all look alike.
Oh,
my hair color is different.
Oh, her little scamp. Yeah, I've heard her talk about you.
Yeah, we brought you some stuff. We're working for Gundren Rockseeker.
Oh, Gundren's order. I was been waiting for it. He sticks his hand out asking for the invoice.
Who's got the invoice?
I have the invoice.
Okay. He takes the invoice, he unscrolls it. All right, this will be perfect. If you guys wouldn't mind helping us unload, and he just looks back and he goes, Ender, Thistle, help unload! And then he just, you know, kind of puts his hands on his hips, looks at you guys.
Should we tell him about the creature?
No, he'll find out soon enough.
I would rather tell him.
Well, you know,
until they...
No, let's like be...
As you know, as soon as his two shop boys come out and start unloading the wagon, are any of you guys helping?
Yes.
No.
Yes. No.
I am going to help because I'm very good at carrying stuff.
I'm reading. I'll help with Mage.
Okay.
I am not above honest days.
So, you're reading the book? He goes, you must be the bookkeeper of the group. Come with me so I can cash you out.
No, I'm the bookkeeper.
And he kind of gives you a double take, and come on inside so I can give you your money.
He's a mage.
He
don't be burning anything down in my shop.
I'm helping carry the stuff with Mage Hand through the door, and then probably placing it down.
Okay,
they can carry it from there.
The two shop boys are in awe of you watching your magical hand lifting things up and putting it down.
Actually, I'm going to see how much I can carry. 12. I'm guessing it's not very
hard. It's enough. At least you didn't drop and break anything.
I throw the stuff
through a window. So as Tilda goes into the shop with him, Elmar Barthen, the lean shop clerk, goes back behind the counter and pulls out a lockbox.
Did he just say Baratheon?
Baratheon!
Okay, I was like, Game of Thrones?
He pulls out a little key around his neck, opens his lockbox, kind of does this whole double take, makes sure you two are the only ones in the shop, opens it, pulls out a little leather bag.
Do I see where he puts the key?
Oh, it goes around his neck.
Yeah.
And then
is it a chain or is it a cord?
It's a chain.
Okay.
He counts out a couple coins. You notice they're all in gold. And then he hands you, he slides across the counter to your side of the counter, 5 stacks of 10 gold coins each.
Woo!
I do believe Gunthrin said it was going to be 50 gold coins for you guys to bring it here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That'll be 10 gold a piece, guys.
Mm-hmm. There's not going to be a surcharge.
No.
But their might be another visit.
You guys look like you've been, a little rough under the weather. I mean, your friend in the wagon there looks pretty beat up.
Oh, yeah, we rescued him.
So, Gundren didn't say anything about it, the wagon, so I'm guessing you're going to keep it at delivery?
Well, we have another delivery to make.
Okay. If there's anything you want, by all means, you've got some coins in your pocket to spend. Any kind of gestures to the shelves, you see standard adventuring fare.
Okay, I need some more arrows.
Arrows?
I need more arrows.
I'll buy some ink.
Okay, let me see that book.
Because I need it.
And in case anyone is interested, you do have a decent amount of money.
I have 20 now.
Oh, are there any books that
I
would enjoy?
Not really.
Okay,
it's more of a supply thing. Anyone interested in looking to buy?
I might
anything
buy some armor.
Under 25 gold on that page is available. Standard adventuring fare. Does anyone want a 10-foot pole or 100 feet of rope?
I'll take the 100.
I'll buy ink.
Okay.
How about it?
Don't, close the page.
Oh.
Everyone else needs it.
What page was it?
How about 100 feet?
Wait, got it.
Good job.
I already have rope.
Okay. We don't need rope.
Okay. So you do have some coppers and gold to spend out of your pockets.
Ink is 10 gold.
Is there a separate money lender here, or we can exchange
it's
things?
Coins of the crown. You're good.
Yeah. So, but no, I mean, I can.
He can actually do that. He's got it in his money box. Each pouch is basically different coinage.
Okay,
so are you wanting to convert copper coins?
100 copper equals how many copper? I mean, because I keep thinking World of Warcraft coinage. Equates to a silver?
Remember in World of Warcraft when you got your first gold?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or back in the vanilla when it friggin' took forever to make gold.
Yes.
Can my quiver hold more than 20 arrows?
No.
Aww.
Well, it's a quiver. You can only stack so much in it.
What if I designed a double quiver?
Or you get a magic quiver.
I would like that. But could you have a back
quiver?
Quiver
of holding. That's what I want.
Quiver of holding.
Fill it with arrows.
Exactly.
There you go.
I need a better jacket.
I know. I wore a jacket that this
time. Okay, let's see here. One cold piece is worth 10
but
silver.
But better cold than hot.
And three most
I disagree.
One silver is worth 10 copper. Okay, so. Oh, all right.
Okay, so you can go ahead and convert the coinage.
So one copper is. Or how much is?
10 copper per silver.
And
it's just
I still have quite a number of arrows, so I only need to buy a couple arrows. If my quiver will only hold 20.
Arrows are on the previous page, by the way.
So is there any library here?
In town, not per se, but there are some folks. I'll be right back when I get drinks.
Should we pause it then?
No, continue on.
How long for?
Okay, so, alrighty then.
Well, I guess it's my job to entertain you at home.
Well, so, I mean, what are you purchasing?
So I'm going to convert my copper into silver, so that's...
Under my page bill on the urge.
So, how's it going? Huh? Good day at work?
So, okay.
Just remember,
I'm
going
to get a healer's kit, though. Or do you have to be a healer for that? I mean, isn't there a first aid kit?
I would say... I would probably think you need to have some medicine.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, here it is. Healer's kit. This kit is a leather pouch containing bandages, salves, and splints. The kit has 10 uses. As an action, you can expend one use of the kit to stabilize a creature that has 0 hit points without needing to make a wisdom or medicine check.
I totally want that.
See, it's 5 gold pieces.
I know.
We totally have that. I'm getting that too.
Oh my goodness.
Because you know you can never not travel without... Every Boy Scout will tell you, you know, always be prepared. So.
Absolutely. I agree.
So any games you're playing? Those at home? Yeah. Excited
to also buy a D&D medicine kit.
The healer's kit is 5 gold pieces. It's 10 uses.
See, I'm having a conversation. I can tribute.
Don't remember me.
You'd be like, remember that conversation I had?
Ooh, goodness.
I'm excited for Steampunk Day.
I'm delighted that you're excited for Steampunk Day. Now I have even more impetus to make it
Everybody
happen.
Everybody will want to play Carabao Squad.
Yes. Well, we may have to do...
No one will want to play Carabao
Squad. Carabao Squad is awesome.
I will play Carabao Squad.
Yeah.
It better not be free.
I think we'll have to have different sessions and run some board games and some RPGs.
I'm playing
And tea dueling.
Remember that game
and
we played?
There's always
it was,
tea dueling.
We were... Airships?
Airship something or other, yeah.
Airship King.
Well, we're
actually... different airships.
Oh, yeah.
We played this game with our Pathfinder group.
Yes, I forgot.
We actually have an airship.
Look at me, now I'm talking...
We are the Airship Celestra.
Ooh, I like that. That's
yes.
good.
It's cool. Actually named after a Battlestar Galactica classic.
Cool.
The Take the Celestra. But it's like, you know, for my husband, he's the airship captain.
So do those at home, like Steampunk?
I hope so.
Tell us. Tell us about it. We're interested. We're interested in hearing from you.
I promise we don't actually wear goggles while gaming.
Yeah. This is
or do they?
This is the salted elf. This is the salted elf at the 12 o'clock.
Okay,
news
I converted
hour.
Okay. All most of my copper and some of my silver into gold pieces, so they're
what
not
is silver
much.
Going to for
10? It's 10 and 10. So 10 copper make with silver. 10 silver make a gold.
What's the EP?
I don't know.
Electrum pieces.
Yeah.
Do you need to buy paper for your spells and stuff?
No. I'm.
Or what about, what is the,
So, 10 silver equals gold.
Yeah.
Yes.
10 silver equals gold.
We do not have a lot of money.
Actually, we have
quite a bit.
The common folk.
Oh, yes. Well, we don't.
Those dirty
common. I am the common folk.
You're not common, Galen.
No, I'm extraordinary.
You're
common
awesome.
Folk. Because I have a destiny. Yes.
Maybe I could share my knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see here. I need to buy a couple more. Where'd the GM go? He went to go get... He's a bit parched. He went to go get...
He came for a mint julep.
Wrong game.
No, if this was that game, then I'd be summoning zombies everywhere.
That's right.
Well, I do need to get some clothes for Splug.
That's true. But you only have to buy small ones.
That's true.
Children's wear is so much
halfling sized. I'm sure they keep it in stock since there are a few around.
Yes, actually.
I believe that I shall buy
But you're going to need to get him a bath.
Well, at the end,
oh, you
yes.
know what?
I
wouldn't be surprised if they didn't bathe your handmaidens didn't bathe him already in some nearby stream.
Well, you know, Noxie is very good with the bathing. And she carries a delightful supply of
we've
perfumes.
Talked about that.
So, how's your day then?
Like, huh? He got pomander around his neck.
I don't think. Oh, he's still recording.
I'm not. Yeah, yes. That's why I'm carrying a conversation with them.
Yeah.
Hint, hint. When there's a quiz on BuzzFeed to find which one of us you're most like, you want to be me.
Whatever. Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
I should buy some
clothes.
Because
I talk to them. I'm the link.
Have you ever
between
heard of the fourth wall?
I'm the link between our two. No, I break the fourth wall.
He laughs at the fourth.
Do you think I'm acting right now? Yeah. I've acted. And now I'm not acting. I will break the fourth wall if I please.
You're out of control, sir. So,
fourth wall, there is no wall. I am the wall. How's your week been? Yeah, doing good?
It's a short wall.
It's
not very tall.
He's not.
You know, but it's not as short as, say, others.
No.
It's not like the Great Wall.
Actually,
it's not like
the Great Wall.
He's probably almost as tall as I am in actuality.
Why, why you compared me to the Great Wall?
Because you're great, aren't you?
Right?
And it's like talking to a wall.
Or if some of the viewers at home want to make a BuzzFeed quiz to find out which one of us you want to be. Just,
hi, I'm Tilda.
No, just put all the answers me.
Let's sing the Ballad of Galen.
No matter what
No, that's for when we get to the end.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe Twyla.
Twyla Fairy.
Maybe my cousin Twyla.
Is she in town?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
Hopefully.
Okay, our GM is back. And he's ready to roleplay.
Beverages have returned.
Most of us have converted our funds and...
to easily carry what we manage.
And
I have been having
a conversation with the viewers at home. Quite interesting.
I bought clothes for Splug.
Splug now has civilized attire.
Yeah, and we will be providing him with a bath.
You better not get any dirt on that, Splug.
I hope he has a hat, because I think... that a hat would be ever so charming.
A top hat and a monocle!
Well, were this, in fact, a steampunk game,
feathers.
Yes.
Feather in his cap.
He must have a feathered cap. And some delightful
stuff the feather
means,
in his
so.
Hat and call him Splug.
Macaroni.
Splug. They call him Splug.
Splugaroni.
Splugaroni.
It's Splug is short for Splugaroni.
Splugaroni, he's Italian.
Actually, it's short for Splugaroni the Third.
A molto
Esquire.
The third of the Splugaroni family.
Okay, so where are you guys heading to next after you
I say we drop off this.
Shop.
Yeah, well,
Maybe we can make him another visit there sometime. Landshield. We gotta drop off the other supplies. Mm-hmm. You know, there's probably a ransom for it.
But that's delightful.
You mean a reward?
I'm sorry, reward!
Okay,
are
so...
Are holding the supplies hostage?
Do you want this bread? If you don't give us 12 gold, this bread gets it.
Sorry, I'm channeling some ne'er-do-wells.
You know, so, I love that
first
conversation.
First we were here, and now we shall take off to
see,
over
we're gonna,
here.
We're passing the inn. This is where we're going to stay, though.
So the inn is right there, by the way.
Oh, it looks delightful.
Do I see any libraries or any bastion of knowledge?
There are no libraries here.
You don't really see a library, per se?
Bastion of knowledge in this one's...
Well, that's Sister What's-Her-Name. She's kind
you
of
do you
smart.
See there's a little churchy area?
Okay, I'm a... What god is this? Because I have lots of religion, I think I...
Are you lucky? Do you feel lucky? You feel lucky,
god of
punk?
Chimora is the goddess that the church goes to.
Natural 20.
Holy moly!
So,
whoa!
What is a natural 20?
25. Can you tell me about this god?
Yeah,
everything you need.
Just 25.
25.
He will
recite
the. You now know everything there is to know about this god.
On a dice, there's only a certain amount of times I can roll 20. Either one or two. Mm. Now tell me, are you feeling lucky?
So, pretty much, here you go.
I get three. Oh!
Tell us about Timora.
Timora.
I thought it was Kimora.
Timora.
Timora, oh.
Not Chimera.
I know, not Chimera, but I thought it was Kimora.
Timora, goddess of good fortune. Good.
Yeah.
She suggested domain.
He's gone to the dark side.
And symbol is a face-up coin.
Heads, I'm Tilda.
So I know all about this god. I am all up in this god.
Ew.
Oh my goodness. Well,
don't tell her priestesses.
So they might get a bit, you know.
Touchy.
Yes.
All right, so when you head to the Lion Shield Coster, hanging above the front door of this modest trading post is a sign shaped like a wooden shield with a blue lion painted on it. Okay, and by the way, let's see, as you walk up, what do you guys do? With your
is
cart. It is open. I mean,
park in front and go inside.
Okay.
One of us should stay
watch.
Does
it look like it's
running? I'll stay watch.
It's in good shape.
I'll stay watch.
Okay. Because
the GM has implied something will happen.
I was like, you never leave the stuff alone.
And pretty much as soon as you guys come in, you notice this woman over in the corner. She's wearing very nice, rustic, but very nice attire. She gives you guys a sharp look like, I see you're wearing the dust of the trail on you.
Hi, I'm Tilda.
Nice to meet you.
We may have come across some of thing that belongs to you.
In what way?
Well, there was these nasty little goblins that seemed to have some stuff that didn't belong to them. So we kind of, so we kind of rescued them, along with rescuing this human.
We re-liberated
them. And she looks and, you know, she gives a polite nod like she almost recognizes him. And she comes up and shakes his hand and, you know, introduces herself to her. Hi, apologize for that. My name is Linray Greywind. I run this chapter of our group.
Your symbol's this is your symbol, right?
And definitely, because she's got a little embroidered one on her little tunic.
Well, that's what was on these boxes.
Oh, and she goes outside and she seems very excited when she's inspecting the boxes that have, you know, been missing for quite a while now since the bandits. And she's... Where did you get these? We've been getting hit by bandits relentlessly lately.
Well, I don't know about bandits, but there was this cave with goblins in it.
The bandits were goblins. They had taken...
Matter of fact, they killed this guy's horse, and then they took him captive, and then all this other, you know, they...
We came in.
So then we followed it, and we came across this stuff.
And we thought...
So we thought, hey, I mean... I used to live here. I grew up here when I was a kid. So I remembered that there was a place that had that symbol. So we decided to take it with us and give it back to you.
Okay,
sure. There would have to be a reward by any chance.
There's definitely a reward. Woo-hoo! Can you take your wagon around to the back so we can unload it?
We're going to get more.
Yes, I will take it around.
Okay. And of course, the oxen love Thrain.
Can I roll perception to see how bad we're going to be murdered?
Such a negative Nancy. Madam.
10.
10? Ravens. You do not see the guillotine coming. So you guys pull around the back, and you see the town green, which is basically the local park. And yes, if anyone would like, there are mints in there.
I'll take
them in. Use the can up so it can be converted into steampunkery.
Excellent.
Take two, so I won't need it.
That's me.
Okay, so on the town green, you see children playing and doing their things. Playing.
This episode has been sponsored by Mint. Mint. It's minty.
It's Altoids.
Okay, so you guys help unload it. And
we're going to be sued. We're going to be sued because we said their name.
So. No, we're not.
It's called plugging.
Yeah,
we all like Altoids.
Plug this plug!
Okay, wait, I got this.
Altoids allow us to game as a closer group, physically speaking.
I got this. God, we love Altoids. No, we need a sponsorship.
I could use some tea-doodling sponsorship, Altoids. Quite charming, really.
Altoids.
Since I'm talking a lot, I might as well have one, too.
Altoids, please sponsor us.
Not.
Okay.
Okay.
So, pretty much after you guys help unload the wagon, she actually gives you a 50 gold reward for it.
We weren't murdered!
Perhaps that evil disposition of yours should lighten to a
so we each got
chaotic ghoul.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you guys got some change.
Ten gold each.
Madam, you seem to have quite the establishment here, and your livery is quite fine, your coat of arms. Tell me, pray, what is it that you do?
Well, we sell, buy, and trade arms and weapon, arms and armor.
Arms and armor?
Oh. Yes. Would you like to come inside and see our wares?
No,
I should be delighted to see your fine workmanship on display.
Oh. That awesome seems to be a horrible mar on your shield there. It looks like it was perhaps hidden by a maul.
In the process of saving your supplies from the hideous creatures who'd stolen them, I did, in fact, take a scuff or two.
You know what I love? That nice mint taste that rolls into your mouth as soon as you put it at Altoid. Altoid, we need sponsorship.
The only thing cooler than an Altoid Arctic Mint is your Frostbolt.
So it's my shield? Did I need to...
Your shield is fine, technically, but if you'd like a new shiny one...
How is my armor? Is it still shiny?
It could use a good cleaning.
Your handmaidens need a buff and a polish.
A buff and polish.
What do I have for armor?
The dent
needs a little work.
Chainmail and shield.
Okay, so I do have a
There's
shield.
Only yeah. so much Vita can do.
Right?
Oh, just so you know, Jim, several of us bought healer's kits.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I was not one of them.
I was.
I bought ink.
Did everybody read how to use a healer's kit?
Yes.
Perfect.
You get 10 uses. And it's basically first aid.
Yep. First aid box.
And some of us bought ink. Mm-hmm. I was that person.
But Galen, Thrain, and Lady Corlin, we all bought healer's kits.
Very sensitive.
Yes. And I bought ink so I could write that they bought healer's kits.
Oh, and I smoked the place. Oh. Didn't say that out
loud. See, I could get a maul, and that's two-handed. But
just remember, your aunt shops are off.
And the shield is ever so
delightful.
Yes,
I have to be handy.
It is. It's very helpful. Because I can't afford fancy armor.
Of course.
Oh, chainmail. That's what I'm going
to say. Fancy armor is way more expensive.
Let's do something.
Except for chainmail, too. It's like splint, even.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, we'll have to wait for that. We're going to wait.
We'll wait with the chain. We look very delightful in our chainmail.
We do.
Chainmail is very fetching.
Well, yes. Sort of matching and chains.
It's so much more malleable than, plate.
That's true.
Far better to be in the heat.
And I would never, ever replace Matilda because,
she's a family heirloom.
Well, yes, and I'm very fond of her. She's got all of my love and my sweat and my tears bonded into her hand.
And blood.
She waltzes.
I don't bleed on Matilda. Only others bleed on Matilda.
Every scratch and itch of the blade is a bit of history.
It's
Okay.
And a bit of someone's skull.
No, that would be Thrain.
So where exactly. are you guys going to head once you get unloaded?
Oh, well, if I don't see
we need to find it.
It is mid-afternoon. Sildar is definitely recommended because remember, even though he's been tended by our cleric, he is still pretty beat up.
He needs help. So, well, hold it. Where's his fan? I mean, he's there to see somebody. We should see him to where he needs to go.
He wishes to go to the inn first.
Let's go to the inn. Let's get rooms.
We also have to find out where Cragmar Castle is. That's the most important thing.
I need to visit my aunt, folks. Well, we can have dinner at her house.
I have a feeling that
the priest here will know something.
I'm going to go there to the priest.
And you know, innkeepers are often quite knowledgeable about the local sites.
Yeah, I'm going to try
to... And chatty, too.
Yes.
They usually have brochures, you know, and menus from local eateries.
Exactly.
And
they may know a thing or two about this Cragmar Castle.
Right. Sister Damor is part of my background. I know that you might be able to help. Like I said, I'm going to go there.
Oh, okay. Another map?
Oh, no, that's the original map.
I still have the original map.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, right here.
Okay, well, I hadn't seen it out, so I figured I'd keep it.
Well, I have it. I just don't, you know, it's not on the top of my papers.
I go to sister.
So apparently the wizard has made a copy of the map.
Yay.
Since he has this fresh ink.
Yay. And he likes knowledge.
Who doesn't?
I'm not particularly fond of it. So who's going to go where first?
I'm going to sister.
Well, first we got to make sure that he gets taken
care of. Sister Gauls.
Yes, I will help him get to the inn.
You guys can do that.
So you guys are splitting up. The elf is going to go check out the elf priestess.
I'm going to the inn.
I'm going to get
Splug a bath and make certain that our comrade is well taken care of.
I'll go with you if you want.
I'm not judging your devotion to your god at all.
Well, my god isn't here.
So
that's right.
My god is everywhere.
Your god does wander.
My god is everywhere.
Okay. So you go over to see her? Did you want to give what your background is with her? Why you want to go see her?
Yes. Hello. I am Sultan Leandin, a follower of... I'm going to say this right. Oghma. O-G-H-M-A.
Oghma? She bows to you politely. All gods of good faith are allowed within these walls.
He needs to reevaluate.
I must speak to you. I am on a mission, and I believe you may know something about that. I am looking for a former ritual site in Cragmaw Castle, or whatever. I'm trying to make a name. Cragmaw, or the Defiled Shrine. Yeah, I'm looking for a shrine that is in Cragmaw Castle.
I am unaware of where the Cragmaw Castle is. I've heard rumors of such. Though, join me, and she basically gestures towards the altar. Shall we pray together for a few moments and see if we get any clarity?
Yes, I actually have a prayer book. Let's do this.
And the young elf maiden takes you over to the altar.
The young, sexy elf maiden.
Like I said, this was D&D after dark.
Young elves at prayer.
And she does a little
As
prayer
Lady Curly
song.
Has her hand on her face.
Takes a moment to meditate. She then smiles.
Beautifically.
Actually, I'm trying to pray. What did I roll to pray?
You just pray.
I'm praying.
You're an acolyte.
I'm gonna pray out of this prayer.
You can just
you were trained as an acolyte. Okay.
It's like swallow the beverage before it comes out. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So she finishes praying with you and she stands up, takes a moment, thanks her goddess for this moment of clarity and peace and beauty at the shrine. And she places a hand softly on her shoulder and says, I'm sorry, the goddess has not spoken to me of this place.
I guess you're not lucky.
Is she asking for a little...
I can...
The goddess has not...
I can mention something to you that may be of help.
Yes.
Recently, I belong to an organization of musicians, shall we say. And she kind of, opens her... gown a little, showing a brooch that she's wearing on one of her undergarments that looks like a harp.
Ah.
Isn't that one of the factions?
It is one of the factions, the Harpers. I have been...
Can I roll history to
find
out about them?
Gander, you're rolling full.
22.
That's a really good roll.
He is a rolling full.
22.
Basically, you know the Harpers?
I know the Harpers.
You know the Harpers. They're a secretive
organization.
They're a
wonderful couple, the Harpers.
They're all about equality for the people, and they love magic and knowledge. Basically, it's like a spy network.
Pretty cool.
That loves magic, too. Magic, knowledge.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. My colleagues, my superiors wish me to speak with a banshee named Agatha to see if we can get answers about a spell book.
Spell book?
As his pointed ears perk up.
It's a spell book that belonged to a legendary mage named Bojangles.
Bojangles.
It's Bojangles.
Mr. Bojangles.
Unfortunately, I sought her out at her supposed lair, but the creature did not appear to me. But, from what I've been told, and what rumors I pieced together, if you go to this banshee and you present her with a gift, she will answer one question for you.
Really loudly.
And what is this gift?
Well, actually, she opens a little...
Can I roll history or insight on banshees?
Okay.
Insight? 14.
Just knowledge. I think we just
banshees
wait,
are creepy.
Yeah.
Mm, they're not very friendly
yeah,
creatures.
Oh! That's a banshee.
Insight?
Can you flip your sheet? Arcana?
Arcana. Oh, Arcana!
I brought the sleeping bag again.
Then that's 16.
Okay, you know banshees are undead. They can actually talk. They're cognitive undead. It's just their spirits that have memories and sometimes can find out things from other places and times.
And what kind of gifts?
Well,
virgin blood.
Oh, you mean from the skill, or are you talking
again,
to the priestess?
He always goes to the dark.
No, what I'm saying.
Are you speaking to the priestess
yes.
or to the GM?
Well, yes, I would speak to the GM.
Which one? GM. Okay.
Like
GM.
How about I don't banish your
undead
ass?
You have to find out.
Okay.
You know, knowledge-wise, it's a banshee, whatever it would like. But if you'd like to ask the priestess this, the priestess says, actually, if you would be willing to search for this banshee, I have a gift that I was wanting to exchange for her for this knowledge.
Yes. It's this little packet of herbs.
Is that what they're calling it now?
And she reaches back into her hair and pulls out a beautiful silver jeweled comb from her hair.
Oh.
And she says, it's belonged to the women of my family for many, many generations.
And that's for
that's
an elf.
A
that's a long
time.
If you could return with knowledge of Bojangles' spell book that the Harpers have been seeking, I can gladly reward you with any healing you need while in town, as well as some healing potions that I've been making.
And does this book have anything about Cragmaw Castle?
I'm unaware of that.
I'm
going to
carouse
at
the
believe,
bar, don't worry about it.
I believe that the spell book would be many, many generations earlier than the Cragmaw Castle.
Don't worry about it.
As this is an ancient mage.
Dwarf.
A legendary mage.
Dwarf plus bar.
I only get to ask one question.
We're good.
You only get to ask one question.
Cragmaw Castle...
Don't
book.
Worry about it.
Dude.
Sultan thinks if you ask around town, people may know about this place.
We've got the castle right up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to carouse at the bar.
Okay.
Cragmaw Castle action.
A cleric
okay.
carousing.
You guys
carousing.
Walk
he's a dwarf, too.
That's right.
You guys meander into the bar, pretty much.
In
that's
here.
Right.
Wait,
we're here.
Wait, let me bless this holy water.
And the bartender goes, you hear that? We got dwarven holy water on the bar. And he sets up like five more rounds for you guys. And as you see, as you come into this inn,
I make the sign of the wheel.
You get a really good feel of this place. It's a nice home.
We like this place.
There's you know, a couple different people in
the
bar. there's the innkeeper's cute little plucky wife, you know, the innkeeper's son.
I will buy a
there.
Round for everybody.
Yeah, that's a wretched high.
May the blessings of the wanderer be upon you. And upon you. and upon you, and upon me, and upon you, and upon me.
One.
So I'll subtract a couple gold pieces from.
Okay.
Round for everybody.
Round for everybody. If we're talking ale, I'll say 10 silver.
Okay.
Oh, okay, no problem.
I'm 10 done. Silver, you know, taps everybody.
And is now blessed.
Sweet, okay. Blessed ale.
And there's this old guy who's a prospector looking guy. He lifts his hand up, and as soon as he does, see the dust in his clothes fall down. He's like, "May all our times be great. May we have nothing but the best of luck in our pans full of gold. Nothing but the sweetest wives," and he looks at the innkeeper's wife and gives her a wink. "Nothing but the strongest sons," and he looks at the innkeeper's son. And
the most supple sons.
Stop it!
And he kind of gestures towards the ladies in the group. "And may we have nothing but beautiful maidens walk into our lives."
Yeah.
And he takes a big long draw, slams his mug down. "May someone spit on the red brand's grave."
Woo!
And you get a couple mumbles and psh, don't talk about it. And quite a few people cheer that one.
I'm going to hang with him because I also despise the red brand. Thugs, ne'er-do-wells, they deserve a lesson pounded into their thick skulls.
Like it tomorrow.
I walk towards them.
I know the red brands.
You know the red brands.
You know the red brands.
He looks at you and he says, "Well, since you filled my cup with ale, you can fill the seat next to me."
Why, who are these red brands you speak of?
They're thugs, bullies, ne'er-do-wells, taking their peace out of the Neverwinter crime.
Well, I kind of left before all the hubbub.
I'm just going to, during conversation, just casually drop Quagmire. I'm giving myself an advantage for the conversation.
Okay.
You bought him a drink.
Yeah, you bought him a drink?
Okay, 16.
Quagmire. Not in my part of the area that I've been doing. Issue I've been having is orcs.
Orcs?
Filthy
orcs. Side quest.
On the east end of the Tribor Trail, I've been looking to see if I can get the town master to help get some folks out there to get the orcs out of there. Because at least two other people I know that have been prospecting out in those hills have been chased off by some orcs.
We got two side quests.
I'm going to walk.
So eventually, what we do is we do all the side quests, and the dead space in between is going to be Quagmire Castle.
I don't know. I think
you're right.
I want to hear more about these nasty red brands. Sounds like we got
a... They're a bunch of thugs and bullies, but they're up in Neverwinter, right?
Neverwinter.
Yeah.
Neverwinter. How I miss you.
Oh, no, they're in Phandalin, right? Phandalin, sorry.
Which is where we are.
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, those sound like some people we got to take
down. But I've encountered
down.
Them before. The best...
And,
only good red band is a dead red
band.
And pretty much as soon as you say that, the innkeeper's wife... She comes down and drops a plate full of bread and cheeses and some fruits.
You've had dealings with them.
And,
did they come to take a piece of your inn here?
And she says, we don't talk about that here. But their kind aren't really allowed here. But we have to be careful.
Well, how do you know who's their kind? The unsavory types.
The mark that are in brown.
Well, they usually tie a sash to designate who they are when they're walking past.
Like the cowboys in the Tombstone movie?
Yes.
But usually you can recognize them by their swagger.
Where are those? You wouldn't know where they're holed up, would you?
Well,
sounds like somebody needs to be.
Most folks know that
they
pretty much will hang out at the old.
They're just thugs and bullies.
The old where?
Sleeping Giant.
They hang out at the Sleeping Giant Tap House. But they reside out at the old manor house up on the hill.
Oh, I was hoping to take that manor house for my own. Perhaps
that means we need a clean house.
Yes.
Perhaps road
we gotta take these bastards down.
But you just be careful there, dearie, because tell Dendar, local woodcarver, about a 10-day ago he stood up to some of the red brands. When the poor man came to his shop... They came to his shop and were leering after his wife.
He did.
The ruffians murdered the man.
A
few townsfolk saw it happen, but...
What happened to the wife?
the Red Brands grabbed his body, and now his wife and daughter and son are missing, too.
Well, I think we'll be paying them a visit soon.
I'm going to go visit my aunt.
Your marks can wait a bit.
Am I at the bar yet? I'm still walking.
You're still walking. Because okay. You were praying for quite a while.
I did it.
It was a massive prayer.
It was some good praying.
I was all praying up in that. Like I said, I prayed the pray out of that.
I'm going to go visit my aunt.
They're all like, no one can pray that well.
So you're going to go take off to visit your aunt?
Yep.
Okay, so everyone's at
but
the bar.
But I'm being, you know, pretty direct and not heading anywhere near the sleeping giant.
Maybe these Red Brands know where the castle is.
Well, I think we should kill them anyway, because they sound unsafe.
Yes, we should kill them. Kill them all.
Or at least, you know, beat them about the head.
Specifically their leader. No, if you take down their leader, usually the rest will disperse.
All I know is that they're preying on the good people of this town.
As the miner, by the way,
no.
Thrain, the miner's going to offer to get you your next round of drinks.
Wow.
So he gestures to the barmaid, and the barmaid comes over, and she's like, Craigmaw Castle you speak of? Well, you know, Darren Edermeth, the orchard keeper, is a former adventurer. Maybe.
What's his name again?
Darren Edermeth. Maybe they know something about the castle about.
Thank you. Be visiting them after we pay a visit to the Red Brands.
And she kind of winks at you and says, and if you get any good gossip, just let me know.
I will at that, dearie.
Okay, so pretty much about that time, Sultan's walking into the bar, and you're sneaking. Sneaking out, or are you walking out?
He's like, I'm gonna tell Galen. I'm going to my aunt's. I'm gonna go see my aunt. Say hello. I'll be back.
Very well.
Okay.
I have some information of Craigmaw Castle, and of another threat. Well, not a threat.
What else?
Well, it seems if we are to find information, and not all about Craigmaw, but there is a banshee nearby that I would like to visit. It'll be simple. I must present our gift. I have it.
I've got 10 gold.
Very well.
Okay.
We have, that will be one more thing. We can assist you with that. Fine elf.
You wouldn't mind paying the difference to some thugs,
yes.
Too.
You know,
well,
does anybody
want
to go to my aunt's with me?
I will. I heard she had honey. I should
honey
try
biscuits.
It. I brought it in my book.
Okay. So the
well,
elf and the halfling are going off
Red
to
Brands.
The elderly farm?
Is it Red Brand or Red Band?
Red
well,
Brand.
I have you, I'll have you guys know that my aunt's house, or her farmhouse, is not that far from the Sleeping Giant.
Ooh, then maybe we should head to her house.
There's a lot
and
more
then,
wooded area near there. Okay,
so we
have her house and the Sleeping Giant.
We have Red Brand, Gardener, and Banshee. So where are those people?
So we should be able to
spot
the Red Brand are a bunch of thugs that pretty much come
and go.
No, but
like, where are they? Because the Red Brand
is
here.
The
bar, the tavern owner's wife said they drink here.
Where's the orchard?
The orchard's way over here.
And the banshee.
No, that's
yeah.
my. That's this is my aunt's house.
Okay, and the banshee.
The orchard's
is
over there.
Well, the banshee's out of town.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So
I just wanted to know which is close.
Yeah.
So if we go here, we'll actually have some good places for vantage to
I'm
not far that. From here, and for here. So
okay.
Who wants to come with me to my aunt's house?
I'm going.
Well, I do need to bathe Spock before I can inflict him on your aunt, I think. But
oh no, you can leave him with Vita and Maxie and Chichi.
Oh, you know that's an excellent plan.
And they can set up your room.
Oh yes,
that's true.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
And stable the horses
and
take care of all that stuff.
Oh, they're very good.
Speaking
at those
of
things.
Getting rooms,
get a room.
It's it's going to be nice, modest 5 silver pieces. But by the way, my dear Lady Corlin, your demeanor and people are flocking to take care of you.
Oh, that's delightful.
The tavern owner's wife, she's making sure to give you the best room. And she's going to tidy it up for you right now.
Oh, what a charming lady.
You notice that they're going out of their way to take care of you.
Well,
your presence is coming through.
That's where these people understand the value of servitude, clearly.
They know their place.
I already have one.
You are hiding it well.
I haven't used it.
I know, I didn't use mine either.
I need to. Yes. Oh, okay. Delightful. Well, then I shall leave Vita and Noxie and Chi-Chi here with Splug, and they shall bathe him and dress him in this new attire, and then he will be fit for company. I suppose I can forego the leash for now, but I hope that Splug understands the trust I'm placing.
He's a town full of humans.
He seems very complacent right now.
Has it trust up?
Trust me, right now he's been trying to hide under Chi-Chi's skirt to take cover.
They're voluminous. There are many ruffles on Chi-Chi's skirt.
She has many petticoats.
But then I shall go with Tilda to meet her delightful aunt.
And then I will go as well. Because it gets us closer to the Red Brands, apparently.
Sildar is getting himself a room, and he's pretty much going to go rest and try to recuperate a little.
We'll check up on him later.
But he does ask that tonight, evening meal, if you can come find him.
Oh, sure. We'll just visit my aunt.
He'll have much business.
We're going to aunt's house.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so you guys are going to head off to the Alderleaf Farm.
And that,
on the way, I do want to stop at that place that had weapons again.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Meet you guys
there. The Lion Shield.
No, it's right on the way.
And I'm going to burn 10 gold pieces and get one of those mauls.
Oh, okay. Do you need the stats for it?
It's 1d10 heavy and 2-handed. Write that down.
For the maul, it's 2d6. Bludgeoning.
Should I know anything about this mage? History?
What mage?
The one that did the book.
Bojangles.
Oh, he's just a very ancient, legendary mage. Did great things. Rose a tower into the sky, you know.
The thing of legends.
Yeah. Threw a fireball so big it scorched an ocean, you know.
Who cares about the mage? Let's visit my aunt!
Okay, so after you
it's
impatiently
so
wait for Thrain to get back in the wagon, so you guys are taking the wagon, or are you walking?
That the wagon is in safe hands with Noxie, Vita, and Chi-Chi.
Okay.
And
so you guys are heading over to the Alderleaf Farm. Okay.
Auntie!
So pretty much as soon as you get there and she screams out, Auntie, all of a sudden the shutters burst open. And by the way, shutters, I mean halfling-sized shutters. As you see this round, happy face look out and go, is that my little apple?
Yes, that's me! And that's a friend!
And all of a sudden, you hear pitter patter patter patter, door bursts open, and this middle aged halfling comes running out there in her little cute little quaint outfit, her bosom bouncing as she's running to see her little niece. And the two halflings do the whole little hug.
No, they grab hands, jump around in a circle.
Little pudgy, yeah, she holds you out and goes, you are much too skinny. You need to go inside. And what happened to your hair? What did you do to your hair?
You don't like the color?
I don't like the color. It's not normal.
I'm sorry.
You should not be coloring your hair. You're not a trollop from Neverwinter.
That we can prove.
You need to get some food in you right now. Get into the kitchen.
Do you have the honey biscuits?
I just baked up a fresh batch.
Woohoo! These are my friends.
I've heard about these
honey
biscuits.
This is Lady Coraline.
How do you do, madam?
And she does a polite curtsy.
This is Thrain,
my head.
Gull Crusher.
An honor to meet you, my lady.
And she curtsies to you.
This
good
is Galen the Gallant.
She curtsies.
Thank
an
you
associate
for your hospitality. And this is Salty.
He's a pirate.
And I've heard of your honey biscuits.
You're going to love the honey biscuits. And you haven't eaten enough either. You look so skinny.
He's very skinny.
We just can't seem to fatten him.
Maybe if you put a little food in his mouth, he'll actually stop talking once in a while.
And she literally, as she runs up to you, grabs your outfit and starts pulling you inside. And just as she's pulling you in, she says, mind the door, as you just barely duck past the door frame. Now, the ceilings inside are a comfortable, 6.5 foot, but the doorways are all at the 4.5 foot mark.
It's that scene, Hobbit, Gandalf.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As, she invites you all in, sit, you look hungry and thirsty, and she basically starts fussing around the kitchen, putting
food. We can't
stay
for dinner, but I wanted everybody to meet you, and I just had to sit with you almost practically as soon as I got into town.
Aw, we're so proud of my little apple.
And we rescued a human,
And we killed some goblins. We actually saved one.
Killed some goblins.
We actually saved
a bunch
of them. Yeah, and but we rescued a human and we rescued some stuff.
Your niece, madam, is a charming and talented young lady. She has been invaluable in our efforts to bring justice and order to these lands.
Mm-hmm. She's always been such a sweet little dear. I mean, our little apple here, she always takes really good care of me.
Speaking of, I have something for you.
You know you don't need to do this.
I want to do this.
And she goes over to her cookie jar and just puts it in the cookie jar.
You guys didn't see it, but it was 10 gold that I gave her.
Aww.
And all of a sudden, you know, you hear some cheering outside of your cousins.
Oh, is Carp there?
Yes.
Oh, did Twyla come by the bar?
No, she hasn't been by this season. We're hoping she'll be by, you know, for the Midsummer Festival.
Yeah, I hear she's got some new songs.
She has a cousin named after a fish.
Twyla is not a
carp.
No, well, yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, you hear someone, you know, stomp, stomp, stomp outside the front door, and the door starts opening, and you see this little halfling teenager.
Oh,
and all of a
so
sudden,
cute.
As soon as he's about to step inside, clean those muddy boots, Carp. And you hear him, yes, Mom.
Hi, Carp.
You're here. And he comes up, and he pounces on top. Did you find anything?
As a matter of fact, I did.
It's like being with a bunch of puppies.
All silver? And you hear him go, yeah. I'll be right back. And he goes pattering upstairs to the loft area where his room is. You hear him patter, patter, patter upstairs.
Yes, and we rescued a human, and we went to their cabin with caves and a bugbear.
Oh, a bugbear? But yeah. They're like 20 foot tall.
I know, and we killed him.
You killed him?
Yeah, yes, I almost did it single-handedly.
Oh, my God. You guys are so lucky she was there to protect you. So lucky! I mean, I heard bugbears can squish a human with one toe.
She is small but fierce.
Did you tell him about the flood?
No, there was no flood.
I
had a bath.
Oh, is that why your hair looks funny?
No, I just thought I like the color, but apparently Aunt doesn't like the color.
Well, you know, Auntie, she...
My hair is normally red, guys, but it's a nice brown now.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought there's something off about you.
So I thought you weren't coming back to town. As your aunt goes walking out to go get some stuff from the barn area, he kind of, I thought you weren't coming back to town. I forgot about you.
There was an opportunity to come back to town. And so I took it, and my friends and I are going to help take out some garbage.
I already took out the garbage.
Other garbage.
How much garbage do you
have? Oh, are you crazy? You remember what happened last time?
Yes.
Wow.
And
last
what
time?
He
kind of
eyeballs you guys, and he buttons his lip real quick.
Last time?
Jinx.
Don't worry about it.
I gotta go do my chores, but I'll be back.
Okay,
and he gives you a quick hug and starts running off.
Bye, Bart.
What
happened last time?
Let's just say those...
Is this your animosity towards the...
Let's just say I know a little bit more about those bastards than I was telling. Let's just put it this way. They tried to kill me.
Oh, no.
They're not nice people.
Well,
they try to kill everyone, though.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're clearly
they
terrible.
They took everything from me.
Don't worry, little one.
Wait, no.
We're going to help you take out
trash. It's more like, don't worry, little one.
Yeah, especially their leader.
Well, we'll just kill him in the face.
A guy
named
Graystaff.
Glass staff?
Yeah.
Well,
something like that. Graystaff
will
glass staff
shatter.
Although you might
That's
be interested,
right.
he's rumored to have a magic staff. It's like, but from what I mean, I don't know for sure. Glass staff, Graystaff,
you know
whatever.
The crimes they have committed against our young little friend here,
as well as
the poor
could
like
I roll
woodsman?
History for anyone?
Yes. Unacceptable.
In this area?
We must take them down.
Yes.
They
must.
Yes, we
die.
Must. Well, we must make
no,
them pay.
No, nothing particular stands out.
Arcana? And,
no. And a little bit later, after you're explaining to the group about your history with them, your cousin.
No, history, they took everything from me and they left me for dead.
Oh my gosh.
Dun, dun,
it's
dun.
It's a miracle that I'm even here. Thank Tamora.
Indeed. Well, I will thank her whenever I meet her.
And all of a sudden, a little bit later, before your aunt, you know, she's coming and going with different stuff. She's bringing fresh, you know, smoked ham. She's going to carve up for you guys. And she's like, wait, just a minute. I left the smokehouse door open, and she goes back out. And just then, you see a little peek in the window.
Your
husband's looking in the kitchen window to see as soon as she steps out. And he comes pitter-pattering back in, and you hear stomp, stomp, stomp when he's cleaning his feet off. And he comes back in, and you see him like kick some mud as soon as he, just before he steps on. He's like,
she'll knock you sideways.
He pulls out a piece of, it looks like old scrap paper that, you know, he was found somewhere. And I just want to let you know. You know how I always want to be an adventurer and you're my hero and stuff, right?
Uh-huh. She's everybody's hero, son.
I didn't listen to you and I was playing in the woods near, Tresendar Manor.
What?
And
told you never to go near there.
I found something in the thickets out there.
What'd you find?
I spotted a spot where some of the big ugly bandits came, popping out of a secret tunnel.
Those red
a
bastards?
Secret tunnel?
Yeah.
That's a secret tunnel, huh?
They didn't see me, but it was pretty close, but you taught me how to hide really good. Mm-hmm. But apparently they've got a tunnel that they've been getting in and out so nobody sees them on the road.
Mm. Okay, over by the manor, where by the manor?
And he basically gives you this piece of paper which basically shows you where the secret tunnel is.
Okay, where is it on the map?
Is it a tunnel
in the
manor?
No, it's a tunnel into the manor from the thickets.
Okay.
Basically, the tunnel goes over here and goes into the tunnel in and out.
I told you to be careful when you're in that part of the woods.
I know, but I was chasing dragons. Well, they were dragonflies, but I was pretending they were dragons. And look, and he pulls out this wooden sword that he's carved and says, this is my short sword of destiny.
I like you, young man.
I like you, too. You're pretty. And so tall. Your bow is like twice my size.
Perhaps
I promise you, Carp. You gotta promise me. Don't go there anymore.
Because I find this amusing. I rolled a 22, so I'm gonna use Mage Hand to have his sword move around.
But give me my sword!
It's magic. In his hand.
Oh.
You are a wizard.
He is.
He's a very good.
He's amazing.
Wizard.
He's amazing.
And that was 22, so it moved.
And he's just like in awe of you guys because he's like an adventure groupie. And
he
like,
believes we can take down the Red Brand.
Lady Corlin, are you a princess?
Oh, you delightful young lad. No, I cannot aspire to such heights. I am merely a...
Heights?
She's like two revolts away.
You're as
away,
close
though.
To a princess as you'll ever get.
Like, she's like two coops away from being a princess.
Two coops.
If you knight me, you'll always be my princess.
Oh, Cop, I can't knight you, but I can make you a vassal of my household. An honored member.
No. He has to stay and help the auntie.
Well, you must stay here as a good young man and bring honor and justice to your family. But I have some small token of my esteem that you must wear and think of me and how you are in my service by doing service for your auntie.
We are creating
your mother.
Excellent.
Yes.
We are creating
my auntie, his mom.
Yes.
Mother.
Yes.
We are creating the first Hobbit knight.
And I will bestow upon him a small brooch.
Captain Paladin.
That belonged to someone in my family that's pretty and, you know.
It's actually an RFID chip from Pats.
I'd be able to track you forever.
And as soon as you put the brooch on, he's like, I shall only take it off to keep it safe.
Carp, you must do what your cousin Tilda tells you, for she is a very wise young adventuress and understands the ways of hiding and protecting herself. Plus, she is quite good with that large dagger that she carries.
Very stabby.
She's really good with that dagger.
Stabby, stabby, stabby cut.
That dagger's gotten her lots of jobs before.
It's a short sword. It's a brand. I brandish a sword.
So it's a full sword. It's a long sword for you. Short sword for everyone else.
And then
letter opener.
Then
for
you
some.
Hear your aunt coming back, and he goes, "Oh, I gotta go get my chores all done." And he goes running off, leaving you the little map.
All right, my friends. I think we have a bit more information at our disposal.
But
now.
Well, I must have one of these honey biscuits first.
And
I wrote about it.
So you're fingering through your book?
Yeah, I wrote about it.
Any particular chapters in your book you're flipping through when you're sitting there?
Well, I remember I wrote about when
he
she was talking to
the
honey
biscuits that I raved about.
Aww.
And I'll flip through.
As your aunt comes in and she goes, "My, your elven friend here has quite an appetite for my biscuits."
Oh, I told them all about them. They were so wonderful.
Oh, God. You know what? I actually have some extra honey biscuits. I made some for Rydoth, you know, the druid. You know him. He, apparently, something's wrong that... so
Side
he hasn't
quest.
Been by. So, you know, he hasn't been by in a while, but you know him. He's always off exploring every inch of the forest around here, and he's the kind of guy that knows, you know, any little secret thing you want to find. He knows the best places to hunt deer and rabbit.
Maybe he knows where a castle is.
Or a banshee.
Mm-hmm. Or the tunnel.
We know where the castle is. What kind of castle?
Oh, he's looking for some Cragmaw castle just because he's obsessed with it.
Are you messing with those goblins?
No.
You know not to mess with the goblins.
No, only when we rescued the Selden.
I am actually the one looking for Cragmaw.
We must go to Cragmaw Castle because that's where Gundren is.
We were trying to rescue my boss.
Not only that, it's Saladin's. Or is that the human's name? What's his name?
Saladin. And I have personal reasons. Don't fear. Your nephew, niece is doing quite fine.
Yeah, we have to rescue my boss.
Well, if you're looking for things around here, I mean, I don't know where any Cragmaw Castle is or anything, but... if you visit Rydoth, I'm sure you know he's more than willing to help.
I mean, where does he lives over by the?
He's basically he's since he's there's he knows every inch of the land. Currently, he's out scouting out some ruins in some place that used to be called Thunder Tree. It's like
Thunder Tree.
It's just to the west of Neverwinter Wood.
I know Thunder Tree. We must find this
Thunder
man.
Tree. Yeah, Are you going to be looking for him?
Yes. Yes, we will.
Apparently, we will be going that way after we take care of some nasty business locally.
Agreed.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I believe we have many things to do locally.
Do you know where Thunder Tree is?
Apparently, she does.
I have the map, and it is where
it's right near Lightning
Bush. It's not on the map.
It's right near Lightning Bush.
It's on this map.
It is?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's right on there. This map, too.
It's a map that her mom and dad
see.
Oh.
Right
see,
here.
They're Thunder right there.
Thunder Tree.
And she points it out where it is to you so you can find it.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And that's where you're from, map Galen.
Yes, it is a tragic tale
and
that I will regale another time. But we must regale it.
And she'll give you an extra little cloth tied up full of biscuits to give some to the druid when you see him.
You better put it in some wax cloth. Wax.
Oh,
wax
paper.
Oh, bother. And she wraps it up and
then
puts it back in there. It's like, but I put it just like that so you guys can eat a few on the way.
Aw, you're so sweet. Thank you, Auntie.
Thank you.
And she gives you a big kiss and says, "Well, you guys be careful because, you know, there's all those young brutes walking around causing trouble. Don't get on the wrong side of them."
The brute squad.
The brute squad.
I am the brute squad.
And
your niece was right. They are quite delicious.
And she packs a couple extra ones for you. And just as you're leaving, she gives you a little hug, and she hands you this little bag with 5 or 6 extra ones.
Yeah. Non-people.
Told you you'd like them.
And she pretty much lets you go, guys, go on your way.
Because we have to have a
little tunnel action might be the way to go, right?
And we have to have dinner with what human?
Yeah.
Yes, perhaps we should have dinner first.
Sildar.
And then get them tomorrow. Yeah. Sildar.
Sildar, your fellow human.
I know. I can never remember his name.
Your
Sildar.
Fellow people.
Yeah.
Sildar.
Stonecutter.
Exactly.
And that's
I am Destiny. No one ever said I was good with names.
So where are you guys going to be heading now?
You got to
well, let's see, how late
title.
Today is it?
It is in the afternoon now.
Do you guys want to scope out the sleeping giant?
Well, should we talk?
Maybe we should scope out this.
Or should we go visit the orchard?
I think we should go to the sleeping giant, rouse up some trouble. Then, you know, after we've
like,
gone to...
Go to get a drink?
And
I have dinner with Sildar, then go to the orchard in the evening, and then the next morning... We go get to the manor.
Sounds like a delightful plan.
Wouldn't it be wiser to attack while they're sleeping, not while they're awake?
Okay.
Well, but still, the order of events, as Galen
sounds
has,
reasonable.
You know, presented it, seems very intelligent.
And then once we've cleaned the town, we must find the...
Thunder Tree? The druid. Yes.
Okay, but for now, it's a good place to end it here.
Yay!
Yay.
It's not just happening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.